I doubled down. All right? Right now, I'm on a trail right now. Camp meeting, and I have a lot of work cut out for me, more than you know. I won't tell you anything. You find out when it starts, but I have a lot of work cut out, and so I'm praying, you know, and sometimes you ministers listen. Sometimes the Lord won't talk to you until you listen to him. You can pray and pray and do all you want. He won't say nothing. He just look at you. You know you're in the room. You're looking for him, you know. It's something he want to do that you're not lining up with him. And so you're in prayer. Now, I've been preaching for 40-something years. I've seen this many times. And some of the greatest messages that I've heard myself is when the Lord just sat there and look at you. Something he wants his people to have, that you have to trust him completely. So I'm going to fumble around a little bit tonight because there's something he wants me to share with you tonight. But I promise you, if you listen, it will change your life. You may be seated. Your birthright to function in the supernatural has been forfeited by religion. Your birthright to function in the supernatural has been forfeited by tradition. Your birthright to operate in the supernatural, is beyond the natural. Nothing impossible. Nothing, no limitation by the world standard or by science or by anything else. The supernatural is functioning from the spirit world who is being overseen by an almighty God who can't fail. And what have happened, the church have dropped to the level of the system in many ways. And so what it calls struggles. It caused us to be slow in obtaining our blessings, and sometimes never obtain them. And so the Lord want to bring us at this time, the Lord really want to show himself strong, because when everything going backwards, now the Lord wants you to go forward. And, but to do that, you're going to have to know how to function in the spirit realm. Now when you're born in the family of God, you are born with an appetite for the impossible and with access to the impossible. You listening? And you have the ability to activate, you listening? No limitation. You have the ability to activate. See, the spirit world is so powerful. When you function in it right, it causes things to happen beyond extraordinary. It's all like exceeding abundant above all you actually think. That's a supernatural statement. Jesus operated when he's here as a man, but he was operating in the spirit, in the supernatural. In other words, he would defy gravity, defy defying sickness and disease. He defied death. Remember? Right? He defied sinking in the water. He defied fire. He defied, you know, just God has the natural things that hold natural people down should not hold you down. But in the church, at large, 9 out of 10 probably, or more than that, they've been operating on the scale of one to none. They have not been functioning in the power and the glory and the attributes of their new relationship with God. So by hearing this now, by hearing that you're born to operate in the supernatural, but we're not getting enough healing, and we're not getting enough help. It sometimes seems like we're helpless, even though we come to church every Sunday and praise the Lord. But things are not functioning as they should function according to what the scripture says. So we have to move beyond doctrine, teaching, to revelation. That's one thing. Mark that down. You have to move, because to operate in the supernatural, there are spiritual factors that only the Holy Spirit can reveal and deposit and give you the dimension of strength that you can operate beyond the natural. Okay, so listen to this. Your breakthroughs out of the ordinary is in the supernatural. All right? Now, there's a lot of blessings that are tied up because of not functioning in the supernatural. Back to you have to move beyond doctrine to revelation. Another thing you have to know is, on daily basis, you should ask the Lord for a rhema word. A rhema word is a present operative word at that moment for whatever the situation is. A rhema word, a live word. So you have revelation, you have a rhema word that you need to have. And I'm going to tell you some other things, because we're going to talk about something tonight to open up camp meeting, probably tonight and probably Sunday, so you'll be pre-prepared for what's about to happen next week. And what the Lord, you have to develop, how to develop a supernatural boldness. How to develop a supernatural boldness. It takes boldness to walk up to a dead person and tell them, come alive. And so we ain't messing with that. We call Undertaker. But we're designed by God to have that type of boldness to walk up to a wheelchair. Now, I'm not talking about flesh stuff. I'm talking about having a revelation, having faith, having the anointing, and recognizing that the glory backing you up. But I noticed that there was a certain amount of boldness when miracles occurred in the scripture. God always had somebody he had placed his boldness in. I don't see that boldness in the church. Now, boldness and arrogant and self-sufficient is not the same thing. Boldness is mingled with meekness. This type of boldness I'm talking about, this boldness is mingled with the fact that I'm bold because of him. And so when it happened, I won't take no credit for it and set myself up as some great man, a great woman of God, but I always will give him the glory. Now, if you notice in the book of Acts, that's what happened. I'm going to begin reading some verses. Look at after a miracle. I'm not going to go all the way through the miracle. The miracle began in Acts 3:1. And when Peter and John told that lame man, rise up and walk, it took boldness to do that. And the boldness came from the fact that they were baptized with the Holy Ghost. See, in Acts 2, they were baptized with the Holy Ghost. So they had what you call a Holy Ghost boldness. Say it. Say it. While I may the Lord on this Bible class tonight lay a Holy Ghost boldness upon every believer who under the sound of my voice, that they can function beyond the natural. Okay? That's a Holy Ghost boldness, you see. That Holy Ghost boldness, I'm going to skip ahead of myself a little bit. That Holy Ghost boldness is further activated by praying in the Spirit. That's a boldness for praying in the Spirit. It's a boldness. It's a dare to do and believe it. And you see it happen. If no one have this type of boldness, the supernatural church as usual, either church as usual or church unusual. Which one you want? Yeah, you see. See, the supernatural makes the church unusual. But the church is usual because there have not been enough boldness in the body of Christ to function beyond the natural. So here, look in Acts chapter 4. I want you to see his two scriptures in Acts chapter 4. And I'm telling you, the Lord, he wanted to bring this in. And I didn't get no anointing until I listened. I mean, I didn't feel an ounce of anointing. I said, Lord, you want me to teach tonight? I'll call one of them boys. Tell one of them boys to teach. I don't feel nothing. And I've come up here with not feeling that, but I know that he's trying to say, oh, what is he trying to get over now? And finally I got it. About 10 minutes before I got here. In Acts chapter 4, whenever I say that, you can get ready. Yes, sir. Because I'm leaning heavy on him. But in Acts chapter 4, after this miracle, after this lame man who had been lame, I think, for 38 years, and Peter and John ministered to him, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, in the third chapter, give unto thee. Rise up and walk. See, it took boldness to say that. This man been laying at the gate. But there was a spiritual boldness that the Holy Ghost had put in him, been praying in tongue, praying in many different languages. And there was one way to pray, and they just had that boldness. I tell you, after you pray a while in tongue, that's why I pray in tongue all the time. That's a spiritual boldness, a confidence, and awareness of help. You know, when you pray, yes, that's awareness that this got to happen. Not because of me, but because of my partner who's with me. You follow what I'm saying? And so we need that. And so after this miracle, the organized religion cannot cooperate with spiritual boldness because it messed their plan up. It messed their pattern up. It messed their routine up when one defies Satan and break the power of the enemy supernaturally and right in their midst. And that's what happened here. These two boys here, and the 13th verse of the fourth chapter now, you see, that's the way they look at you. But you have to know, the fourth chapter and the 13th verse of Acts, after this, and they jumped on Peter and John. And another thing I won't tell you, before we read the 13th verse, you can look at it, but another thing I won't tell you that there's another reason. The reason Jesus' ministry was so powerful and so wrapped with the supernatural is that Jesus wasn't doing it. He wasn't doing it. He said, is my Father doing it? That's in John 14:10, you know. He said, you believe me, my Father do. I only do what my Father's do. And so when he got down to telling us about the greater works in the 12th verse, you know, we got a lot of argument about that. How are we going to do greater work? You're not going to do it. Right after that, he told me, who's going to do it? He said, whatever you ask in my name, I'll do it. So he was saying, you're going to function just like I'm functioning. See, he sent the Holy Spirit. Now you got his name. Those two things, the Holy Spirit and the name of Jesus, put you in a position of boldness. Now, because you don't have to do it, all you need is an unction from the Holy One. Grab that man by the hand. Grab that woman by the hand. Pull out that wheelchair. We have the girl here tonight. We have a supernatural pregnancy. Amen. We probably hear that testimony when I was talking about pregnancy. Daughter-in-law, isn't it? Daughter-in-law was trying to have a baby and said she couldn't have none and got sick. Then she wondered what was going to the hospital and got to the hospital and said, you're pregnant. See, I had to be bold enough to say that. The Lord said that. You don't make stuff up. I just say it when the Lord tells me to say it. So the Holy Ghost, The Holy Ghost, let me go ahead of myself a little bit. The Holy Ghost, the name of Jesus, a rhema word, come on, a live word. Now, make sure now, you can't have boldness with just a written word. You see, you have to stay there with the Holy Spirit until he give you a rhema word. A rhema word is a present day word for the present moment, for the present situation. It's not a historical word. It's not a future word. It's a present day word. All right? So now we got three things. Now we got what? We got the Holy Ghost. We got what? We got revelation. Not doctrine. Not just doctrine. We get the doctrine. The doctrine teaches us the elementary things of God. We got revelation. We have what else? A rhema word. What else we got? The name of Jesus. What else we got? Don't forget him. The Holy Ghost. All right? Now, then Acts 4:13, here's something they must notice when a church is operating apostolically or prophetically or supernatural church. Here's what happened. In 4:13, they can say what they want. Now, when they saw the boldness, see, so undoubtedly they did it bold, of Peter and John, and perceive, now here, see, the perception here is they don't have our academics. They don't have our education. They don't have our religious background. They don't have no doctorate degree in theology. That's what they're saying, you see. And perceive that they were unlearned and ignorant men. See, unlearned and ignorant men. Just come on with your unlearned and ignorant self. If I'm lame and can't walk, send the ignorant men over here. Y'all smart men go the other way. You see, but that's the way they want to look at us, because we don't function normal. So another thing is, if you're going to operate in a supernatural, you definitely cannot be a man pleaser. You're going to have to be an oddball. The only person going to understand you is a Christian who just like you. God dog it. Yeah, but see, but the regular Christian not going to understand you. They're going to say you off your rocker. And they're going to say that and that, that, this, that. But now evidence smother their mouth. See this man jump around there. I'm the one. And he's holding on to Peter and John. Because all of them passed with them robes and didn't do nothing. See? And so our identity and our evidence is birthed in the supernatural. I tell my sons now, the churches that are under me, church growth is in the supernatural. Church growth is when people see God doing something through you. Are you following me? So now, you really don't have a problem can't be solved. You just listen. You just listen, because that's an answer for everything. We've been praying, but not drunk enough to do things out of the ordinary, and yet not step in Satan territory, be trying to be spiritual. So this type of action has to be based with a prophetic word. See, you can't run behind manifestation. You can't run; they're supposed to come behind you. But you need a prophetic word, a live word to back you up, that'll keep you balanced. Come on now. See, there's a balance in boldness. See, a word, the word of God balance you to keep you from doing something silly or Satan deceiving you, that you're operating in the real supernatural and you're operating in his satanic supernatural move. Because he's a witch. He operates in witches in different kind of ways. And so he can function in the supernatural. You find that in Acts 8 chapter, that man had all those people hook-wank because he was operating in the supernatural. But when a greater than he came, preaching the kingdom of God and preaching Christ, it settled the people down. And that's why a lot of people can't get delivered, because we are not operating in the supernatural. Oh, we want to. And we pray. But it's my job now, as the Lord had revealed to me, that apostolically this was taken out of the church, and prophetically the apostle and the prophet has been replaced with administrators. And the pastor and the evangelist and the teacher have to come to the point to recognize these two offices of Moses and Elijah. Moses was an apostle. Elijah was a prophet. Those two was on a mountain with Jesus. And that's the two beside the tree. But the church got to come into this boldness. But this boldness got to be regulated by a prophetic word. Now they perceive. So now right here let's grab this out of this verse. 4 and 13, let's grab this out of this verse. Now when they saw the boldness, what they saw? Boldness is confidence, is moving out of the known. Y'all listening to me?
Yes,
it's moving out of the norm. It's moving into another dimension. All right. Now, one of the things that make this boldness, maybe I ought to wait every time 5 minutes before I come here. One of the things that this boldness is aware of, you listening? I'm going to use a term, but it's going to be blessing. Going to be a blessing to you now. This boldness knows that it has divine backup. Boldness is not real. This type of boldness is not real unless it knows it has divine backup, and that on its own strength is not going to make this happen, but there's a strength within them and a strength behind them that's going to make it happen. That's how miracles happen. That's how signs and wonders happen, because this boldness is moving with the wind of divine backup behind it. In other words, you put your hand on that pushing, but it seemed like a hand on top of yours to make it happen. So they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. Now, and they marveled. I'm going to read the last part in a few minutes. But that perception is a good perception. That perception comes because they didn't understand the supernatural. They understood religion. They didn't understand a realm of word. They didn't understand a divine relationship. They didn't understand the vine and the branches in John 15. They didn't understand there's a divine sap that runs from the vine into the branches that make the branches bear fruit just like the vine. Are you following me? They didn't understand that Jesus was on the scene. So they took notice that they had, look at the last part of it, they had been with Jesus. So they knew something about Jesus. Say they knew something about Jesus. Say it. They knew something about Jesus. Everywhere you go, somebody need to know something about Jesus. They need to know that you have Jesus with you. Not how smart you are, how good looking you are, or what you can do. They need to know you got Jesus with you. Are you following me? That's where the boldness rises up in a Christian, is that they operate in knowing that Jesus is with them. And that's why the miracle is going to come. That's why the sign is going to come. Now, and you know, I'm going to use a word. It really, you know, I've seen people faking like they was in the spirit. They make a little move or something like that in the spirit. But you have to have some goofiness somewhere in you to function in the spirit. Some aspect of knowing you're not capable of doing what's about to be done. I don't know how to describe it. It's getting your preconceived ideas of how things should go, because you got to back off, because God come in zigzag sometimes. He come in, he tell you to do something, then he like he move on the other side. So you just got to be. You just got to have a boldness. All right, I believe it's you. I'm walking with you. And you'll see things happen. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So they took notice of them that they had been with Jesus. They had been with Jesus. And if you look back in the 16th verse of that third chapter of Acts, Peter makes a statement. Or he said something here that is important. I need to find it. Look at Look at the 12th verse. See, because to have this boldness and to have these manifestations, all right, you heard me? And demonstrations supernaturally, you have to give credit to whom credit is due. Because people will try to make you a god, and then you become a wish doctor. Then now we got to come cast the devil out of you. Well, remember this. She didn't open shop over there. Everybody going to her. That's why they're not here tonight. So in the 12th verse of the third chapter, you see, as a work on this morning, when Peter saw it, he answered unto the men, people, "You men of Israel, why marvel you at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk?" You see what he did? Then look at the 16th verse. "And his name, through faith in his name, have made this man strong, whom you see and know." Yeah, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of y'all. See, you give credentials to the name. So if you're going to operate boldly in the supernatural, you got to be ready to give credentials to the name. In other words, when things happen, I thought about Esa the other day. Esa sitting right down the second row. When our heart was running off, the Lord took me back as a panorama view of some supernatural things he's done. I know she, you know exactly what word I gave her. And the doctors just couldn't, her heart was just gone. And your heart got to slow down, you know. And but she took the word I gave her. When I walk in there as I pass, and she took that word, and she's sitting here tonight. And that heart, the Lord slowed that heart back down, and she's here tonight. Same thing with Leroy Jr. His heart ran off, and finally the Lord gave us a word, and Leroy's heart came to soundness, and it's been 20-something years ago, longer than that now. His heart, longer than that. The doctor told us he wasn't going to be able to play a ball, and I remember on my birthday he hit a home run. Yeah, I cut up, boy. I cut up next time. But this boldness, now you have to understand, now, body of Christ, and especially Word of Life, I want you to understand this. The supernatural, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Is not an event, it's a lifestyle. And yes, we must get excited when something happens, but let's not get excited as if it's not what's supposed to happen. When we begin to learn the different facet or the different principles or the different keys of the supernatural, like revelation knowledge and a ram of word, we're going to know this is the norm for the church. Why miracles and signs and wonders seem. Now we also have a person in the church had supernatural provision. They went to check their account out and they had an extra $9,000. Don't know where it come from. Oh, y'all don't want to believe that. See, I'm listening now. Go on, talk now, Reverend. Talk up. But all that's possible. Carol and I have had that happen more than one time. We don't know where the money come from. And the guys who testified, they was real happy. They didn't know that. I see that they didn't have no problem. They got $9,000. And they just was checking it, you know, they hadn't checked it in a long time. So it's two fellas testified to it. It was $9,000 in that. That's supernatural money. Say supernatural money. Now that's hard, look at it. That's hard for your brain to believe, you know. Because ain't nothing ever been put in my account. That's why you keep saying that. That's why nothing ever been put in there. But get it now. Supernatural, the supernatural is not an event. It's a lifestyle. That's why in all 28 chapters of the book of Acts, you got a supernatural miracle manifestation happen. It happened, and I believe the Holy Spirit did that for a reason. It happened on and on and on. Okay? Now, we need a prophetic word continuously. And I think one of the most powerful, I know they say our gospel didn't come in word only power and the Holy Ghost much assurance, But I think in 1 Corinthians 2, turn there. I think in 1 Corinthians 2 is applicable here because that fourth and fifth verse is so powerful. Matter of fact, in the beginning of that first verse, he started talking about his, you know, he didn't come to you with enticing word or words of man, and then they said, I'm determined not to know the second verse, to know anything but you, but Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's a master key there. That's a master key. That second verse, master key. Master key, not dealing with enticing, high, polluted, educated, grammar-soaked words. Just say what the Lord tell you say, you see. And then say that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. He says that, I didn't come in enticing word, but in demonstration of the Spirit. You see that? And of power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Well, what have happened is the church have so many talented preachers. And, you know, I said, some of y'all might not have been here, some people have so much, had hand laid on them so much, they're spiritual molested. And still ain't got nothing. You're just hoping somebody else to give them something, see? No, no, no. You have to learn that each Christian, each born-again believer, have the right to operate in the supernatural themselves. Now, a lot of time, you know, they kept y'all without Bibles to hold you in a position to look to this place here. And the laity, as they called it, a person sitting in the chair or the pew as if they didn't have enough power to do nothing. No, 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 no. No, no. All of us have a ministry. All of us have an anointing. All of us have access to the Holy Spirit. If you have access to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit give you access to all the things of God. Now, God have, it got kingdom government, it got order, you got ranks for ministers. It's for a reason. Leaders, just like, I always say the church is like an army. You know, the army got to be led. Somebody got to make some decision. When somebody go AWOL, somebody got to snap them back and put them back in their chair and say, shut up, be quiet, listen. That's not God. And then if they trust that point, they say, all right, I'll wait. And then they get delivered. Because we're dealing with demons, you know. So, to further this boldness, now they noticed that they noticed the boldness they had, right? In 4 and 13. Look back at 4 and 13, because I want to further this. And then I want to say a few things to you about, now listen what I say, because sometimes you say something and people think you're saying the same thing. You got that 1 Corinthians 2, 4, and 5? You got that? But not enticing word of man and wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power. 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 See, that's supernatural. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, which is not no demonstration of the Spirit and power. Now, I almost asked you, are you willing to be a little goofy? Yeah. You know, some of y'all got to have your hair straight all the time, everything just right. Right, push on the left side, your handkerchief on the right side. That thing will work. In the spirit, you got to be ready to flow. Yeah, you got to be ready to flow. You ain't got no time for all this tottiness. You know, you got to be ready to break loose when the Spirit tell you break loose. All right, all right. So sometime in the supernatural function, I don't want y'all to get all upset and all scared. Say we ain't had to do all that. Yeah, we did. If the Spirit of God start doing some things, I know it's supposed to be normal, but some things going to happen here. People going to receive creative organs. I'm going to jump and holler. I'm going to tell you right now. Now, I want to tell you something else that you're going to need here is progressive revelation. I think we park after a certain number of years. We park in satisfaction. That's why we have so much immoral things happen now. People don't have the fear of the Lord anymore. They just, you know, that's why I mentioned Sunday, you know, a bunch of my young people, like, they're going to stand together. They think this is real, and then they come back and get married. That's the only way you do it. You're getting married, then you stay together. Because of the spirit of fornication. Don't tell me you stand at the house with a young man and a young woman at the house. We just live together. Jeez, y'all having sex. I ain't crazy. Y'all having sex. Yeah, y'all having sex. And so I got to put a break on that, you know, because I have four or five I'm dealing with now. This just don't make no sense, man. But that's a lack of the fear of the Lord. You know why there's a lack of the fear of the Lord? They haven't seen enough supernatural. Partner, you see some supernatural thing, you're straighten your tail out. I'm telling you, and God is a supernatural God. So we're going to let him, to keep our people holy, we're going to let him through here. That, I mean, God start doing some things. See, right now, they thank God, you know, I just come back and tell them I'm sorry. No. You mess yourself up. You know, some people get angry. They'll get angry. But it's dumb to get angry. We got to stop it. You know, homosexual, lesbianism. They say in England you can't preach about that. Talking about that's hate. Ain't no hate. Something got in your thoughts. See, all evil come from the thought. Fornication, homosexuality, lesbianism, adultery, covetousness, all that, it started with a thought. Ain't always no demon. Demon applaud and get in with it, but you just get their thinking straight. Somebody have polluted and perverted their thinking. I see people have children, got problems, they don't know what to do. You say, oh Lord, pray. No, you got to know what to do. And I'm going to have to teach this church, I'm going to teach y'all how to deal with all that too. We need to know how to do it there, because you know, we need to know what to do with that. You can stop, you can deal, get the mindset right. All right, now, prevailing in prayer. Keep pressing into higher realm. Apostle Paul said, and I think it's 3:14, I press. And in some books in the book of Acts, he said they were pressed in the spirit. Let me get this because my time. You cannot live in miracles of the past. You have to have present revelation, present manifestation, and present demonstration. We can't live in the third chapter of Acts where the lame man got his deliverance. It's a demarcation mark to show us it can happen. But now we got to bring it here. What year this is? Yeah, 2014. See, because I don't deal with time. Time, space, and matter. I only deal with it, and then I find out why I'm short patient to a certain extent. You see, if you're talking to me, you got to go ahead and tell me, get to the point. Because I'm dealing in another dimension. And so you drag us, oh, Lord, tell me. Because, see, my mind, I'm going somewhere else. Because, see, I operate in faith all the time. I operate in the spirit realm. And so I'm down here talking with you, but you're going to speed it up. Because I lose interest in what you're saying. I wonder why sometimes my wife might mostly talk to scripture, but sometimes my wife's trying to tell me about something she's doing, and I lose it. And, you know, I love my wife, but I know why I lose it now. I know why. Now, I told her why I lose it. Because I'm going, my mind going on another scripture. And some people never get their point out. They just talk. What? I said, what they want? They didn't help me. Get your point out, man. Get your point out. Present. So we need present revelation, present manifestation, present demonstration. Coming to the body of Christ tonight. Supernatural boldness coming to the believer tonight. Expectation is good, but you need revelation. Are you following me? Now, when you need to activate or access this boldness, you need a miraculous thing to happen in your life or in the life of one of your loved ones, someone around you that the Lord have designated you to minister to. You have to know how to activate this boldness. I think this is a good, in Acts chapter 4, the church always threatened when you go to operating in the supernatural. The church threatened. The church threatened it because they got to slow you down. See, they've been trying to slow this church down for the last 20 years. But I don't pay no mind. I remember a man just begged me pardon because when I was dealing with the Holy Ghost, I was getting elderly women filled with the Holy Ghost. Been in church 50 years, getting them filled with the Holy Ghost. And a bishop and a senior pastor came to see me and told me I need to slow down. And I respected them both. I said, Reverend, I love both of you, Bishop. I said, man, but something got a hold of me. I got to tell these people about the Holy Ghost, man. He said, yeah, but you don't, slow down, young man. You don't have to go so fast. Yeah, I got to go fast. I'm late. And 20-something years later, the senior pastor, the bishop dead. 20 years later, senior pastor said, man, I ain't know what he's coming to talk to you about. I want to apologize to you for coming over there. That wasn't my idea. Jesus. So they threatened him. Now, here are your family members who don't know the revelation of the supernatural. They're going to get worried about you when they should be worried about themselves, because they are a P-R-E-Y for the enemy, and you breaking loose, all right? So you got to have wisdom how to deal with them, because they're going to come talk to you. They're going to try to shut you down. They're going to say, you know, they believe in science more than they believe in the spirit world. And so when you start operating in the supernatural, you got to be ready for that. You understand me, church? All right, now here's what they did. When the church tried to shut them down, this is what they did in the 29th verse. It's from that same miracle. Acts 4:29. When the church tried to shut them down, the organized religion tried to shut them down. And they said, and now I don't read the whole story, but and now, Lord, behold, they are threatening. You with me? Yes. Huh? Yes. And grant unto thy servant that with what? That they may do what? Oh, no, they didn't say that we may create miracles. What they asked for first? Yeah. You see, you need to understand a rhema word, which is a live word for today, is a supernatural word. It is a word that correlates, you listening? Yes. With the spirit of life. Because if you look at these two scriptures, flip-flop on these two scriptures, John 6:63 and Romans 8:2. The supernatural overruled every other law. See, the words, you see in John 6:63, the words that I speak to you, they're spirit and life, right? Look what it says in Romans 8:2. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free. Now, when it says made me free from the law of sin and death, it have made me capable of superseding that level. Every damnable thing, everything that hinder your life from the abundant life come from the law of sin and death. But if you know how to properly operate supernaturally in the spiritual, in the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that's a supernatural law, you see. You can overrule sickness and disease and limitation and impossibility and incurable and all other things that this satanic force and this world system, sensical system, and this satanic system trying to tell you can't go no further, but you stand right here in the middle of it in the spiritual system and do things out of the ordinary. That is how you were meant to live. Now, we are so far, 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 far behind. But thank God, God took that boy from baptizing that man and put him in another city. And I believe that's what he's going to do with this church. You're going to wake up one morning, you're going to be walking in the supernatural, totally. I mean, not accepting nothing that's not right. You're going to be able to overcome it. Thank you for your enthusiasm. So watch this. Watch what happened now. And now, Lord, behold, thou threatening and grant unto thy servant that with all boldness, say all boldness, they may speak thy word. She's speaking the word with confidence. That word got life in it. All right? Then they say in the 30th verse, look what they ask for. By stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. You see what they asked for? Yeah. Look what happened. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken. where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Look at the 33rd verse. 33rd verse. And with great power gave the apostle witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Now, there's two other things. I want you to get these things lined up. I might not give them in chronological order, but when I read that about the resurrection, you have to have a revelation of the cross, of the finished work of Christ, not the old rugged cross, the finished work of Christ, okay, the blessing. Galatians 3:13-14 stuff. Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the Lord. And then you also have a revelation of the resurrection, that he defied death. That's supernatural. The most supernatural thing happened. Jesus got up on the third day. But you also have to have a revelation of the ascension. When Jesus just took off. Let me see one of y'all just stand up and take off. You see that boy, devilish boy, come on TV, do that though. That boy, that's a demon, that's a spirit. You know, I saw Deion Sanders out there with him. That boy started taking up Deion, took off and run. Deion can run, dude. That's a demon some kind of way, that boy doing that. I don't know how he's doing that. He just gravitated off the ground. But Jesus broke gravity and ascension. He went back to heaven. You have to have a revelation. Listen, to operate in the supernatural, you have to have a revelation of his seated position at the right hand of the Father. That revelation leads to another revelation. You have to have the revelation that you can operate from a seated position at the right hand of the Father yourself, because the Bible says we are seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So instead of you working from down here, you work from up there. Instead of your faith working from down here, your faith works from up there. That's where your faith originated from. You have supernatural faith. It came from God. It's in the Word. The Word is supernatural. Everything about you is supernatural. You've been preached too many standard messages. You know, we're baptized in the churches, traditional churches, most of us, and, you know, they did the best they could, but they didn't know nothing about the supernatural, or how to train people to do the supernatural, or to walk in the supernatural, or to live in the supernatural, or to access the supernatural, or to activate the supernatural. Remember, I got so excited when he even took you in. You were looking for you, you were gone. I'm a new member there. We got one of y'all, and you were gone already, though, Sunday. We were looking for you. You had left. I just took the woman in, and they even took her in. She gone. Lord, I hope she come back. I got, you know, talking with y'all about flesh stuff, you know, for y'all being here, spiritual stuff, but your body to be here. And y'all act like y'all wasn't going to do it, so I just shut the church down and told y'all good night. Y'all remember Sunday. Y'all act like y'all know what I'm talking about. All right, okay. All right, now listen. You have to have a revelation of the cross, 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who perish, but to us who believe is the power of God. You have to have a revelation of the resurrection. Philippians 3:10, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. See, that's supernatural. That's supernatural. You need to have that under your spirit. In order to, and we're renewed. All right, another thing. You got to have a renewed mind. That's Romans 12:2, right? And you got to have, and the spirit of your mind has to be renewed. That's Ephesians 4:23. And then in Philippians 4:6-8, that your heart and mind be kept with peace to operate, even because sometimes it looks like it's not going to happen. But that your senses getting ahead of your spirit. Oh, my goodness. Your senses holler about everything. Your senses see everything in this natural world. Look, ain't nothing changed. I'm haven't moved yet. You see, you can't be looking with your senses. You got to look what you're believing. All right. Now, we're going to have a lot of instant miracles. Because I found out suddenly, immediately, and straightway goes in miracle territory. All right? And so now you have to have a renewed mind. You got to have revelation. You got to have a ram of word. You got to have boldness. All right? Now they asked for boldness, they got it. And you see, look at Acts 5:12, what happened. Acts 5:12. When the fear of the Lord come on the church, people start acting right, and two people had dropped dead supernaturally. And look what happened in Acts 5:12 now. Now the apostle had got them dead people out of the way, they were able to do something. Don't act like you don't see it. That come from a supernatural death, cleaning the church up. By the hand of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all wonders on the side. All right, now, I only have a few more minutes, so let me try to ponder his revelation, manifestation, demonstration, and rest. The church is unrestful because she's not receiving what is rightfully hers. So we're just as unrestful as people who do not have a covenant. And we're trying to get there. But I can tell you, there's a boldness, there's a rest that's going to come on this church like never before, because when you know how to receive from God, when you know nothing is impossible, and you're not limited in no area of your life, and you know how to function in the supernatural. Look at Acts 9:31, if the church, what kind of rest the church is in. And then I want you to get these notes. Look in Matthew 11 and then verse 27. You know, verse 28 says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden." We're laboring heavy laden because, go to Matthew for you. We're laboring heavy laden because we don't have a revelation. We don't have a revelation of the supernatural. We're not able to receive what is rightfully ours because we're his sons and daughters. Our God is almighty. Our God is supernatural. There's nobody can stand up to our God. All of other gods died, but our God got up on the third day with all power in his hand. We're the only one got a risen Christ. Our God is the only God that stayed alive. All other gods, Buddha, all them guys died. We had to have a revelation of the living Christ on the inside, Christ in me, the hope of glory. So you see that 27th verse, Matthew 11, 27, it says, you know, you're not going to get it unless it be revealed to you. After the revelation come unto me. Yeah, after the revelation. You can't come before the revelation. Because the revelation going to make the connection. God, dog. The revelation going to make the connection. Then come unto me, all you that labor. Come with understanding. Come with insight. Come with inner light on. That you can understand when it looks like it's not working, you know it's still working. Why? You got an inner revelation. You're not operating by feeling. You're not operating by a second emotion no more. Somebody got to tell you it's working. You know it's working now. Because you got a revelation of the Christ who cannot fail, the Christ who the cross couldn't hold, the Christ who the grave couldn't hold, the Christ who they couldn't kill. He gave his life up for me and you and rolled it back up. So in some of your situations, listen to me, oh my God in heaven, some of your situations you're dealing with, you have to look like you're lost. It has to look like you're failing so you can move in the realm of the supernatural. Because if God answers all your little prayer, you're not going to ever know what the supernatural is. So he permits you to be in a position that you got to know that he's greater than anything, anybody, any situation that come against you. And you got to taste the supernatural. You cannot taste the supernatural in the boat. You cannot taste the supernatural in calm weather. You got to get in a storm. The supernatural does not work in the boat. It does not work when calm and everything going right. You don't need no supernatural then. You need the supernatural when Satan come against you, when your job come against you, when your family come against, your enemy come against, then you need to. Woo, come on, get it. Come on, get it. No, this year, do what I do. Do what I'm doing, like this. You need to get on the wings of an eagle. Wait on him. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, right? Bye-bye lack. Bye-bye sickness and disease. I'm tired waiting. Come forth in the name of Jesus. Everything I need in my life, I call it forth right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come forth. Now praise him. Now praise him. Now praise him. Hallelujah. Now praise him. Now praise him. Now praise him. The miracles begin right now. Now praise him. Glory to God. Now praise him. Now praise him. See this in my closing. See this in my closing. See this in my closing. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord. Because it brought one of the most supernatural phenomenals that ever happened. Jesus got up from the grave. Had they known that, they wouldn't have killed him. Had they known that he was sent to die, they wouldn't have killed him. Had Satan known when he put his hand in your life to cause some type of discord or some type of hurt or some type of not having something, had he known it, he wouldn't have done it, because you're going to come out on the other side and you're going to, every test turns into a testimony. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and what? The word of their testimony. The only way that that's going to happen, they love not their life unto death. You got to die. To operate in the supernatural, you have to die to self. Ooh, Lordy. You want me to give you a scripture? Let me give you a scripture to put with the footnote right quick, right, footnote. Revelation, take Matthew 16, 16 through 19, read that. You're going to help you, because I want you to move out in the supernatural, and I want you to be ready for the week to come. We're talking about spiritual boldness to operate in the supernatural. You need to get this tape and listen to it all again. For manifestation, John 14, 21 through 23, Jesus said, if you love me and keep my commandments. See, the word got to be kept. He said, me and my Father are coming aboard with you, and we'll manifest ourselves to you. That's the glory there, and that's when things are going to happen. On demonstration, you got 1 Corinthians 2, 4, and 5. And then let's read this verse in closing in Acts 9, 31. That's a powerful verse, man. I'll preach on that some more. I might come back Sunday and preach on this boldness Sunday and go over some of this stuff. It'll be all right? And we'll dig a little deeper here. How many of y'all want to dig a little deeper? Yeah. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. What? God have prepared for them that love him. All right, Acts 9:31, and I'll close for sure. Acts 9:31. Hallelujah. That's not the verse I want. I got to find this verse now. Y'all be all night. I want the verse. I thought it was Acts 9:31. I want the verse where, yeah, that's it. Then had the churches what? Yes. Mm-hmm. You're not going to rest without the supernatural. Throughout all Judah and Galilee and Samaria, and were what? Edified. Loaded that. Now look at the next one, and we wait from this. and walking in the fear of the Lord. See, we've lost that reverential fear. And in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, yes, church growth, well, what? Multiply. A restful church is a revelatorial church. A church that walking in the revelation, listen to me, walking in the revelations of the supernatural. I believe we'll talk about that Sunday. Walking in the revelation of the supernatural. Praise God. Praise God. I'll close right there. Praise God. If you need an envelope for your giving, lift your hand, usher down the aisle. Make it out of check and make it out of the Word of Life Christian Center.